Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us meet in silence and join our hearts in prayer. Good morning, gracious and loving God. We come before you today, praising you and thanking you for blessings both great and small in our lives. And Father, for the times when we're not so sure about it being a blessing, let us see it as one. Even through the trials, tribulations, and difficulties, let us see you at work to growing our faith, giving us strength for our journey. Let us see you at work in all things around us to strengthen our faith, to encourage us in our journey, that we may encourage others and help them in our journey. And Father, in the midst of that, let us not be afraid to let someone help us in our journey, to admit that we need a little help. Father, I know this prayer all so well. But Father, it is necessary for us to live in humility before you and among each other, and that we would love one another as you have loved us. Father, forgive us for the sins of commission and omissions, for the things said that should not have been, for the things left unsaid that should have been. Forgive us and give us strength to forgive others. And Father, not only to be forgiven, but help us change, to turn away, to do better. Father, we realize that it isn't about perfection, but it is about progression. That with each passing day, we get a little closer to you, do things a little better, maybe even make a few less wrong steps. So, Father, as we lift our hearts before you, we lift the needs of our hearts, written in our bulletin, silently upon our hearts, lifted aloud this morning. Father, we lift all of these before you today, knowing that you hear us when we pray and that you are wanting and willing to touch our hearts and lives, to offer healing, to offer strength, to offer comfort, to give us peace. So, Father, we bring all of these needs before you. We also pray for our church, our community, other churches here and around the world. Father, we pray for our nation, our leaders of our country, our communities, this political season. May you lead us and guide us as we go to the polls. May you lead and guide those who we are voting for to be centered in you, and to seeking your will, not an agenda, but the will of the living God. And Father, we pray for those who are at home, going through difficult times of transition, for families that support them, for those in hospitals, those who travel and are away. For whatever reason, Father, we just lift them before you today, and we know that your love and grace is out there for them, and that you are there. And now may we pray as you taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.